Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back on noon to 3 of the Chad Hartman Show. Tim Pawlenty and Mary Pawlenty filling in for Chad. Hope he's enjoying his Friday, doing whatever he is doing. With us today is super producer Dave Harrigan, who is Chad's loyal sidekick through all these shows and makes it all happen.
Don't say loyal. Sidekick, well, yes. Loyal,
questionable.
Well, I could be bought.
I understand. We were talking a little bit during the break about you've got an iconic summer Minnesota experience coming up starting tomorrow, Dave. Tell us a little about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're heading up north, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're going up to the lake there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's something we've done as a family, as an extended family, since I was, probably in middle school is when we first started kind of a family trip, always to a resort, finding a spot to be. We've gone from a couple lakes to a different lake, and then we finally found a spot about 20 years ago that we really like on Cass Lake. And so now it's something that's grown to, it'll be 15 people this year. My family, my parents, my brother's family comes up from Iowa. I've got an aunt with a couple cousins. Her kids, they're all coming up with, you know, a couple of their little ones in tow.
The big question is, does anybody maybe have too many refreshments and get into a big political argument or slap fight or get into, like, threaten to leg whip an uncle or something?
That's
like
your
that,
family.
Or,
yeah, no.
We try to keep it very civil. We try to keep it civil. Most of the fighting happens around games at the end of the night when perhaps somebody's had a little too much and they start getting a little bit too rowdy, but it's usually not an issue.
You gotta love those family get-togethers where the drunk uncle starts some argument over, you know, Trump or Kamala or somebody.
I feel like there's some things you're trying to tell us right now.
I was gonna say,
are you pushing family problems on us?
I'm projecting. But you did mention fishing and the sort of the challenge with younger children, whether they are like fishing or maybe get bored with it. We found that if you want to engage them and be reasonably assured of catching fish, you got to find a great smallmouth bass spot because, you know, you can catch them as quickly, you know, as possible. And that's a good way to get kids, I think, oriented towards or excited about fishing.
Would you like to come with us and find a great smallmouth bass stop?
Well, I'm sure somebody on Cass Lake could help you with that.
We could work on that. You know, what we've found in that lake, and it's got everything. There's, you know, walleye and bass and everything there. But, man, they have a ton of perch and those things, too. If you find the right spot and, you know, you'll get the ones that are basically minnow size to some that are actually somewhat decent size, but if you find the right spot, you can just drop a line in right off the side of the boat and, you know, the worm's in the water for 20 seconds before another one's on the line. So that helps, but I'm kind of like the kids. If we're not catching after a couple minutes, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? I'd rather be golfing at this point.
Well, good luck with all that.
Thank you.
And I'm sure CCO will miss you while you're gone, but Chad will plow through somehow.
Yeah, somehow. I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest. However he finishes, I'll find out next Monday.
In other news of the day, President Trump signed an executive order, I think it was yesterday, to authorize or clarify for law enforcement and some other government officials their ability to engage homeless people and perhaps move them along to the point where they can't be in encampments, or better yet, and more importantly, try to get them some help. And I think many of our listeners will remember that some time ago, Minnesota and the country had institutions where they certain people who are struggling with mental health or sometimes chemical dependency challenges would be institutionalized, sometimes against their will, and they ended up getting warehoused in very big places, and there was a lot of exposés around these individuals and their rights not being respected and not being treated very well. So we went through a phase called deinstitutionalization, where most of those institutions were shut down, including here in our state, and that created sort of a gap between those kinds of services being available and nowhere for the homeless people especially to go. And while there are services, it requires the homeless individuals or the unhoused individuals, as we now say, to be willing and, you know, able to move or receive those services. And it's difficult for law enforcement and other government officials if they don't have some authority to at least temporarily engage the individual and temporarily bring them to some kind of service, hopefully appropriate and constructive and fair. So I think it's a move in the right direction. The unhoused and homeless situation in America is a sad, sad thing. It's heartbreaking to see individuals there and suffering so mightily without really an ability for government to intervene and, if not force or require, at least strongly nudge or encourage these individuals to get more help and more service.
Well, and it conflates so many issues, though that's part of the challenge, I think, with any individuals who are unhoused. I mean, as I, over the arc of time, have tried my best to learn some of it, you know, there are many folks who are unhoused for reasons that are unrelated to chemical dependency, mental health. And I think, you know, the idea of lumping everyone into this basket, that really what you're pointing out are those who are so challenged that truly it does fall in the mental health, you know, crisis category and what to do about it. And, you know, we have a daughter in San Francisco and have firsthand seen what those challenges can look like. I don't know that there are great answers, but it is particularly sad when someone can't help themselves and you know that the issue is a mental health challenge. Doing nothing feels worse than you know, staring at the problem and going, well, gosh, we can't do anything. It's like, nothing, really? I think we can do something.
Yeah, and I think this executive order tries to get at the point of some, again, I think you're really right. It's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to people who are unhoused. But for those who are really facing kind of severe mental illness slash chemical dependency issues, many government officials thought, well, we don't really have the legal authority to require them to move along or to receive or at least consider services other than, you know, sitting on the sidewalk. So this might be of some help to allow those first responders, if you will, to the unhoused, have some authority without getting into legal trouble over trying to do something for them.
Yeah, it's so difficult to know because I think the challenge is multifaceted. And sometimes that whole notion of, okay, here's the problem, here's the grand fix, it's a bit more going on. So
yeah, well, grand is a good, and it's not really changed much over a long period of time. So trying at least something might be helpful. We are going to talk a little bit after the break about a topic that I think is also an important summer topic in Minnesota, which is the unbelievable abundance of fruits and vegetables we have in our state and available to us in the grocery store. And there's a great sort of story around how there's a movement that's been evident for quite some time about getting more local sources, more locally grown fruits and vegetables. And we got a special guest after the break that will talk about that. But in the meantime, we are going to take that break on noon to 3 WCCO 830. Tim and Mary Plenty, Dave Harrigan, our producer, will be back after this break to talk about Minnesota fruit and produce.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.